Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello there, Jenna. How are you?
Maureen, I'm good, thank you.
Ooh, books!
Books. Okay, so this is my last review of the year.
Oh, well, can I just say on behalf of all of us here at The Brick Show and the BFM and all the listenership, thanks.
Aw, I'll be back. So I'm just going to run over some of my favourite books of the year, so you might have
pen,
heard of
get
them.
Get a pen.
I was just saying to Sarah, I haven't reviewed this one that I'm about to talk about, and she said, yes, you have. Anyway, so I'm just...
Because you're reading about 700 books a week, yeah. That's right.
So I have narrowed it down. My favourite book of the year is Sour Heart by Jenny Zhang.
Sour Heart by Jenny Zhang,
and it's so cool. It's a series of short stories that are all interlinked about young... immigrant families from China.
Maybe you tell us about that.
Okay, so I have reviewed it. I just think it's the best book that I've read this year. It's the freshest. It's the most, like, you know, you just feel like, I haven't read this before, and it's a voice I haven't heard, and I would recommend everyone to read it. It's quite, if you're thinking of Christmas presents, if you think of that, like...
Which we all are.
Yes. You think of that, maybe, like, kind of cool younger woman or man in your life that... seem like they know they're up with stuff, you know, they're like into contemporary things, and
they're woke.
you're the woke person in your life.
So this is the gift for them then.
Gotcha. And then the next book that was my favorite, which I know Karen reviewed, is Lincoln and the Bardo by George Saunders, and
whose short stories are fantastic, and I super love.
Super cool, and this is his first novel. And I now that I'm talking about it, I know I've reviewed this on here.
Yeah, you have.
Well, that's good, because this is my other favourite, and I just want people to give it a chance, because if you read the book, it sounds so boring, but it's really cool, because it's about Abraham Lincoln and death and set in a graveyard. So those are my top favourite fictions of the year.
Quite different books for the sound of things.
Yeah, but I think that in terms of the freshness of their writing, that feels the same tingles, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
So if Sour Heart's for your wokest friend, who's Lincoln and the Bardo for?
Lincoln and the Bardo's for your, like...
Can we not ever use the word wokest? That sounds terrible. That is so whackingly millennial. But
I think you're taking the piss out of the word by saying wokest, just quietly.
Yeah, but just, you know.
Yeah, I think...
All right, no more.
So you need someone who is like quite open-minded with a book, because the structure is not traditional. But if they're a good reader, and if they're like someone who's like, I've read everything, I'm just up with everything, give them that, you know. I've read everything on the new release table.
Basically, these are intellectual picks.
But probably Sour Heart's probably a bit more accessible.
I'm going to throw in there. What about a gift for someone who you know reads, but just... doesn't take advantage of the fact they read, and really could do with it, with just a book to kick them in the ass and say, hey, remember, books are rad.
Ah, well, I think Lincoln and the Bardo could be one of those ones.
Yeah, I really do.
I think it really like brings up why reading's so interesting, and then the structure of it and how he's written it is just given a new lease on life of what a book is, which I think is awesome. But the other thing that I've been doing this year is I was a judge for the fiction category of the Ockham Book Awards. So I read a lot, and we just had our long list come out a few weeks ago. So I just wanted to highlight a few titles on that.
Yes.
Completely really? Non-biased.
I was going to say, you kind of have to read all of them, don't you?
Yeah, so, and I mean, I genuinely love all of the long lists. So I'm just going to talk about a couple. And because the bookstore's so busy at the moment, I can't bring any books in with me, because they just have to be there to
sell. Fair enough.
So I brought them up on my screen for you, but this is one of my favourite covers of the year. Baby.
Picture of a sandwich with a big chomp taken out of it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful pastely pink with a jam sandwich on the front. And
white bread jam sandwich.
Yeah, white bread, no butter. Annalise Jochims, she is a very youthful writer. This is her first novel. She's 24. And Baby is about two women that run away and live on a boat in the Bay of Islands.
Oh, wow.
And... you know, watch out if you get on the boat with them.
So, wish fulfillment at all then from the writer? Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Can I don't mean to be juvenile here, but what was the name of the author?
Annalise Jochims.
She's amazing. Annalise Jochims going to win the Ockham Book Awards? Is it going to?
Oh. No comment. No
just
comment.
Saying. People think, you know.
Nominative determinism.
So the quote on the front is Eleanor Caddon saying, "Heavenly creatures for a new generation."
Oh, you've said enough now.
Yeah. Awesome.
I will not be getting on that boat.
So I would recommend checking that out. It's real. It's like super satirical and really funny. And it was a goodie. And then the next one I talk about is a guy that you'd know.
We had him interviewed about this when it came out.
Yeah, Dominic was longlisted for the Ockhams. And if you're just looking for your grimy Graylin love story, that's what it is. It's got a good pace. It's easy to
Iceland,
read.
Iceland by Dominic Coey, or yeah. Tourette's, as some people may know.
It's just, for some people, things could feel very familiar. There's a lot of places you would recognise. But I just thought it was a really great story.
Is it wise or unwise to maybe send it to your parents who live down country and say, this is what living in Auckland's like? Or is that just a don't do it?
No. Just depends on your relationship with your parents, right. But yeah.
Cool. Please, you want them to come and stay at your place or at a hotel.
Hey, good point.
And the feedback that I've been hearing back from it is really wonderful. Like people who don't live in Auckland, who aren't connected to Auckland in that way or didn't grow up in that time, have really enjoyed it as well. Yeah. So that's been really great feedback on it. And then the last one that I'll just mention is a Wellington story. Now, I'm very sorry, I can't pronounce this author's last name, and I'm should have checked on it before I came. It's called Sodden Downstream by Branavan
Nunnalingam.
Yeah. And this is very little volume. And it's the most, it feels like a little bit of a fable type story, but it's about
Sodden what?
Sodden Downstream. And it's about a woman, a Sri Lankan refugee who lives in Nainai in Upper Hutt. And there's this huge storm and all the trains have been shut down for the day, and she has to get to work in the city to get.
Oh my god, that was like when the trains were shut down on Friday.
Yeah. So she just has to get to her job during the storm, and it's about her journey to Wellington.
That's amazing.
And so very simple concept, and she meets all these characters along the way, and plus you also hear about her story of what happened to her before she came back. So very simple concept, and very just. I mean, you could give this to another work friend, but I think you could also give it to your grandma as well.
Nice.
Maybe
good
wake
to know.
Her up.
Maybe wake her up. Yo, grandma, you woke.
Yeah, so it's been a great year for fiction. I recommend, checking out some New Zealand fiction because there's just some wonderful stuff coming out. And there's this thing called the Christmas New Zealand Christmas Book Challenge. Hashtag something. And that is, sure. Think of getting a New Zealand author published by a New Zealand, New Zealand author published by a New Zealand publisher from a New Zealand bookstore. That's a pretty easy challenge for Christmas.
That is an easy challenge for Christmas.
And support all your local people around you.
You can probably do it more than once if you're buying presents.
Exactly, yeah. You could go into a bookstore and say, I only want New Zealand authors for all of these people. What have you got?
Only your finest toffees.
Yeah.
Now you've brought in, after telling us some of your favourite books of the year, one of your favourite tracks of the year?
Yeah, from, I think, this is my favourite album of the year. That was a hard pick as well, but yes, St. Vincent.
From the album Mass Seduction, this is Sugar Boy.